USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis now acknowledging that sexual abuse by priests was long ignored, kept quiet, or silenced. The Pope making the admission today in what the Vatican calls a letter to the people of God. It's his response to a Pennsylvania grand jury report on years of sexual abuse and cover-up in six of its dioceses, involving over 300 priests and over 1,000 children. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton says Russia is trying to meddle in the 2018 midterm elections, but so are several other nations.
Well, I can say definitively that it's a sufficient national security concern about Chinese meddling, Iranian meddling, and North Korean meddling that we're taking steps to try and prevent it. So it's all four of those countries.
Bolton speaking there on ABC's This Week, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Moments ago, we told you that National Security Advisor John Bolton's in the Middle East. Yesterday, he met there with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who says Iran was the big topic of discussion.
How to continue to roll back Iran's aggression in the region and to make sure that they never have a nuclear weapon.
Democratic congressional candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez catching a lot of heat for barring media from two town hall events she held in New York that were otherwise open to the public. The candidate, who upset 10-term Congressman Joe Crowley in the June primary, had staff keep reporters out of the events in Queens yesterday and in the Bronx last Wednesday. Chicago's coming out of another violent, deadly weekend. Police say 57 people were shot, five of them killed since Friday night. The violence ramping up sharply between Saturday night and Sunday morning when 18 people were shot. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The memorial for Aretha Franklin still growing outside Detroit's new Bethel Baptist Church, where the Queen of Soul worshipped. Inside the church where her father, the Reverend C.L. Franklin, preached, a special dedication to the iconic singer was held during Sunday service. Franklin died Thursday of pancreatic cancer at the age of 76. Her funeral is set for later this month. Some dedicated fans were injured when they didn't follow directions while standing in line to see the Backstreet Boys over the weekend, and some 80-mile-an-hour winds kicked up. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The storm that blew through Oklahoma on Saturday injured at least 14 people when high winds blew a metal entrance structure at a concert venue onto fans that were lining up for a Backstreet Boys concert. Sydney Stavanoa was there.
We saw that the sign had fallen over on top of people, and they actually had to get a forklift to lift the sign off of them to get them out from underneath it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the movie Crazy Rich Asians is number one at the box office with just over $25 million in its first week in North American theaters. Coming in second is last week's top film, The Meg, which took in just over $21 million. Third place, Mile 22, which sold nearly $14 million in tickets in its debut weekend. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.